Welcome to the Skillman Introduction to Morse Code CD Set. Learning Morse code is no simple task. That's why I was recruited to identify the key elements of learning Morse code. My name is Dr. Jessica Parks, and I am an expert in memory and cognition with a doctoral degree in experimental psychology. Drawing on long-standing research and scientifically validated principles, and using time-tested techniques, I developed the system to give you every advantage as you learn the letters, punctuation, numbers, and prosigns that you'll need to communicate using Morse code. The Skillman system integrates the valuable techniques traditionally used in learning Morse code, arranges them to progressively build skill, and explains the science behind the techniques. The Skillman system leverages decades of research to guide you through a solid and effective course of study. The Skillman system uses the Farnsworth technique of presenting Morse code characters. This means that each Morse code character is sent at a great enough speed that you'll hear its rhythm as a single sound. Space is added between the characters to provide time for you to recall them when learning. On these disks, the characters are sent at 18 words per minute, with spacing to make the overall rate 5 words per minute. This teaches you the character's rhythm, which is what you'll need to recognize the characters at increasing speeds. Counting the individual dits and dahs is not possible at high presentation rates. Most people, unfortunate enough, to first learn the code as individual dits and dahs, get stuck around 13 words per minute, and have to relearn the code by rhythm before progressing. The Skillman system saves you this wasted time and frustration by presenting the characters as complete sounds from day one. The Farnsworth technique and the speed used in the Skillman system are endorsed by the American Radio Relay League and many other groups. Now let's talk about how I structured the learning blocks you'll hear in the Skillman Introduction to Morse Code CD set. You will learn the Morse code letters, numbers, punctuation, and prosigns in carefully and deliberately structured groups of three. Why? Well, in the 1950s, a memory expert named Miller found that human short-term memory can only hold about 7 pieces of unrelated information at a time. Using the Skillman system, you will eventually commit Morse code to your long-term memory. That's the end game. In the meantime, the information will first hang out in your short-term memory. So I structured the learning blocks to ensure that your short-term memory will not be overloaded. Each block contains an optimum number of characters for short-term memory. In 1978, another memory expert by the name of Crowder identified a phenomenon of human memory called the phonological similarity effect. Phono refers here to speech sounds. The phonological similarity effect has to do with speech sounds that are similar to one another. The effect is that speech sounds that are similar are harder to remember than sounds that are different. So, to give you another advantage in studying Morse code, the learning blocks contain characters that sound very different from one another. A fact that works in your favor as a student of Morse code is that short-term memory is coded acoustically. In other words, information in short-term memory is predominantly sound-based. That's how we naturally learn best. Here's what I mean by sound-based. Show us a picture of a tree, an apple, and a cat, and we think the words tree, apple, and cat to ourselves. We don't store them in short-term memory as pictures, we store them as sounds. Those words or sounds are how we remember the pictures. That tidbit is thanks to a researcher named Conrad and was established back in the 1960s. So it's fortunate that short-term memory works by holding information as sounds, and Morse code is a series of sounds. You will be learning Morse code in your memory's preferred manner. Using Miller, Crowder, and Conrad's research, I created 13 acoustically distinct blocks of 3 elements and 1 block of 4 for you to study. That is a letter in its Morse code, a number in its Morse code, and a prosign in its Morse code, for example. Now, I didn't stop with simply designing the learning blocks to be the right number of acoustically distinct elements. I've combined the long-standing, replicated, and time-tested research of nearly a dozen memory experts to develop a thorough study system based on science. First, the order in which I present the items in each learning block will rotate. Instead of presenting 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, I rotate items so that you hear them out of order. For example, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1. Why? Because of a well-established psychological phenomenon called the serial position effect, coined by Murdoch in 1962. Murdoch found that memory is best for items at the beginning and end of a list. So I ensure that the beginning and the end of the list rotate so that all characters are at the beginning and the end some of the time. I have also been deliberate about the speed with which I present the learning blocks. That's because since 1959, Peterson and Peterson's research showed that if you're not actively rehearsing the learning blocks as they're presented, the sounds will fade from your short-term memory within 18 seconds. You'll hear the sounds repeated often enough to keep them fresh in your memory. But let's talk about that for a minute. As with anything you want to learn, you cannot sit like a lump on a log and hope to passively absorb information through osmosis. That's because repetition alone does not lead to learning. This point is so important that I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it slowly. And if you take nothing else away from the Skillman system, take this. Repetition alone does not lead to learning. Repetition only helps if you rehearse information meaningfully. And meaningful rehearsal is what moves information from short-term memory into long-term memory. Those last few statements were the culmination of fantastic work by Craik and Lockhart, who found that meaningful rehearsal is important for memory, and Atkinson and Schifrin, who found that rehearsal, not repetition, moved information from short-term memory into long-term memory. Their work was established in the late 1960s and early 1970s, and has been replicated time and time again. Because rehearsal is so important, I have built three types of exercises to lead you through meaningful rehearsal. The three types of exercises are retrieval practice, generation practice, and signal detection practice. Let's start with an explanation of retrieval practice and why it works to solidify Morse code in your long-term memory. Morris, Bransford, and Franks published research in an area called transfer-appropriate processing in 1977. Learning with processes that are appropriate for the type of test that will be given results in better performance. For example, if you will eventually need to translate the Morse code that you hear over the air into letters, the best way to study for that circumstance is by practicing translating Morse code to letters. To translate Morse code that you hear on the radio into letters, you have to retrieve from your memory the sound that you hear on the radio and the corresponding letters. Practicing that skill involves hearing Morse code and recalling the associated character. This type of practice has you processing information in a manner that will transfer appropriately to the type of situation you will have in real life. That's transfer-appropriate processing. Think back to the earlier discussion about the Farnsworth technique. The Farnsworth technique involves hearing Morse code characters at a speed that produces a rhythm rather than individual dits and dahs. Why learn the rhythm rather than counting dits and dahs? Because the rhythm is the manner in which you will eventually need to use the information or be tested on it. That's transfer-appropriate processing. But in real life, you won't only be copying what you hear on the radio. Ideally, you'll also be sending Morse code, right? That's the concept behind the second type of exercise, generation practice. The reason for generation practice is not only that it's a transfer-appropriate type of processing for the real world. There is also the generation effect discovered by Heller back in 1956. People have better memory for things that they generate or produce themselves than for things given to them by others. For example, I could write down three colors, red, blue, and green, or I could ask you to think of three colors and write them down. An hour later, if I ask you to remember the three colors, you would remember the colors that you generated better than the colors that I generated. With Morse code generation practice, I will give you a letter, for example, and you will generate or produce the Morse code. This type of practice will help you remember the Morse code better than if I presented it to you. The third type of exercise is called signal detection, and it relies on signal detection theory developed by Snodgrass and Corwin in 1988. In signal detection, there's a target, like the letter A, and there are distractors, such as other letters. I will ask you, which of these characters is the letter A, and then present a series of Morse code characters. The letter A, the target, will be among the distractor characters, and your job will be to identify it when you hear it. This is a little trickier because memory experts have found that there are actually two decisions involved in signal detection. Is the letter present, and is the letter absent? Signal detection involves not only transfer-appropriate processing, but also involves generation, because you must produce the sound of the target and hold it in memory to compare it to the sounds you are hearing. And it also involves rehearsal, which moves information to long-term memory. It's practically the perfect exercise for learning Morse code. The Skillman system is carefully crafted to optimize your study time and to cement long-term memory of Morse code. I have built learning blocks on the foundation of expert research and used the Farnsworth technique to ensure that you'll learn the Morse code characters in a transfer-appropriate manner. I have designed progressive real-world exercises that will lead you through rehearsal to build long-term memory. There are no gimmicks or goofy mnemonics that will trip you up down the road when you start to build your speed. Just good pure science, applied thoughtfully to the reality of learning and using Morse code. I hope that you enjoy the Skillman system. Happy learning!